This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning, and it's a great morning. We got baseball today. A baseball game that matters. Major League Baseball games that matter. And you can listen, too, right here on 93.7 The Fan. At 4:10, the Pirates play the Miami Marlins today. And I'm excited about it. I want to talk about it. So go ahead and call me, 412-928-9370. We can have a conversation. You can also talk to me on X at Callas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Tell me what you think. What are your opinions? What are your expectations coming into this season? Who do you look forward to seeing play this season? Let me know. We'll talk about it. 412-928-9370. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. And when the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, the sponsor of the Fan Early Morning Show. So I'm excited. I've talked about some players that I am anticipating to do well, or at least I'm looking to see how they develop. Mitch Keller's a big one. Key Brian Hayes, if he can replicate his second half success from last season, and hopefully not have to deal with a back injury. O'Neill Cruz, of course, having his presence at all should be helpful. Seeing what they're going to do at first base is interesting. Jared Triolo emerging as a solid defensive answer at second base while having a bat that could be dangerous in this Pirates lineup. It's all very exciting. It's all very interesting to think about. And, yeah, games today, 4:10. I'm excited. And I already got callers on the line. So let's get to those callers. What are you most looking forward to this Pirates season? How many wins do you think the Pirates are going to have? How well do you think they're going to do? Do you think they're a playoff team? Do you think Paul Skeens comes up in a reasonable time? Let me know. 412-928-9370. Get a phone line. We got baseball today. We got regular season baseball today. I got this caller. Good morning. You're on the Fan. What's your name?
My name's Greg. How you doing this morning?
I'm so excited, Greg. What's on your mind?
Check it out. If the Pittsburgh Pirates come and play like they're supposed to, they can win 92 games.
Love to hear it.
92 games. But if they start playing like the old Pirates, man, I don't know what it's going to take to get them to be a good contender within the next few years. Something's got to hit, man. Because, I mean, it's been a long time. We used to have some good baseball teams here in Pittsburgh. It seemed like they just went away, man.
I know, and I've never seen a World Series, Greg, so thank you for the call. I, more than anybody, I think, would want to see them win because I never have. I don't think Crowley and Dorn were even alive the last time they won a World Series, so we want to see a far run. You were alive? Crowley's shaking his head at me. You weren't alive. I said you weren't alive during... What's that? You were alive in 79? That's what I said. I said that you weren't. Okay. Yeah, he was shaking his head at me. They weren't born either. So there you go. Okay. All right. Well, Crowley cleared that up and yelled in here from the studio. Yay. Okay. So they clearly were not alive. I wasn't alive. We want more than anybody to see them win because we haven't. I know there have been great teams in Pittsburgh, and there are great teams that I think we envy to see as well, some of the great Pirates that have come through. But, yeah, for sure. They do have some expectations. 92 wins. I like hearing that. I predicted they'd win 84 last year, and people said that I was crazy. And through the month of April, I thought, man, look at my prediction about to be surpassed even. And then they, you know, the middle of the year. We don't like to think about the middle of the year last season. But it's good. I like Greg's optimism there. 92 wins. And, yes, we have had some good teams in Pirates history that we can look back on and remember. Let's have some modern success, though. I'm with you. Let's have some of these young guys break out and just bring it all together and see how much success they can have, and let's see how well they can do. Got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Bob. I'm, just hear me out, buddy. I'm sitting here trying to be positive. This is probably going to be the best 2 months of Pirates baseball like it is every year, because here comes opening day. Here comes an owner that tells you everything you want to hear. Here comes a new hot dog. Here comes everything that you're looking for at a ballpark except the team. So we're going to start out. We're going to be competitive. Everyone's going to run around and say, we're going to be great this year because we're in first place on May 10th or we're in second place on May 10th. And then when you play 162 games, it's a marathon, and you get exposed for trying to put a pitching staff together with duct tape and chicken wire, as Coach Hurdle used to always say. You know, you do everything you can to try to sell the public. I was born in 72. The reason why I love the Pirates is Clemente, Willie Stargell, Chuck Tanner, and we are family. When you look at this baseball team, all we have is excuses. You say, well, hopefully when Skeens comes up. Skeens should be literally the number one pitcher on this staff, no doubt about it. And they're going to tell you, like they told you, Gerrit Cole was really struggling to find his slider. But yet when Gerrit Cole came up, he was throwing the nastiest slider in the major leagues because he had it in spring training.
Bob,
it's all about the rule five and control. Yeah, you can say all you want.
Wait. I just have a question for you. Do you say Did you say you were born in 1972?
Yep, and I remember baseball, the Pirates.
I got a follow up to that. Hold on, Bob. So, do you say you remember watching Clemente play?
No, I said I loved watching Clemente play on YouTube and everything. That's a big reason why I love baseball.
Oh, so you kind of watch to be nostalgic about the teams that were successful with the players that they had, and you long for that but you don't like how they're constructed.
I grew up in the 70s, and the best sports of my life is a memory. You know, of course, watching the Steelers of the 70s, what you can remember were great, and hearing about them and, you know, your recollection. But we are family. When you're 8, 9 years old, you absolutely remember that, because if you ask yourself 8, 9 years old, you probably knew what was going on, especially when that year they won the Super Bowl and then they won the World Series.
All right, Bob. That's plenty of time. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. It's nice to have some different perspectives here, but we're going to have all season. If your prediction is correct here that they're going to follow the same pattern, we'll have all season to be upset. It's opening day. Let me have this one day. Let us all have this one day where there is hope eternal. Even if you're right, you can call me back and say you were right. That's fine. But not today. 412-928-9370. Somebody call and give me some better spirits. Give me some optimism here, okay? I understand there seemed like there's been a pattern. It's been not great, but we've seen some great moments from them in recent history. Now they just got to put it together and make a collection of it through the season. And with the talent that they have on the team now, there's reason to be optimistic. You're not crazy to be optimistic. Greg's 92-win prediction, first caller, that's a bold prediction, I'd say. But, you know, even if that happens, like, yeah, sure, why not? 92 wins. They got a good staff together. If they bring Skeens up in a reasonable amount of time, if the starting pitching can keep teams in the game or keep this team in games, mixed with their, I'll call it a dangerous lineup, assuming that all pieces come together, which they should at this point in development. Hey, optimism. It's possible they'll contend. And the NL Central, believe it or not, the NL Central is not strong. I think one of my biggest criticisms of the Pirates is that through the years, it's like when they did really well, the NL Central was dominated by the Cardinals. And it was in 2015, I mean, think about this, too, how monumental this was. In 2015, the best three teams in baseball were housed in the National League Central. The 103-win Cardinals, I think, 101-win Cardinals, the 98-win Pirates, and the 97-win Chicago Cubs. Fast forward to now, and the National League Central, I think, was won by close to 88, 89, 90 wins over the last few years, and the Pirates have been toward the bottom of the division, finishing in recent years. So, I mean, these things are going to happen. These interesting circumstances are going to happen. I mean, if you put the Pirates' win total in any other year in 2015, you put them in any other division, they win any other division. And maybe their path through the postseason is different. Things happen. So we'll see. I mean, there are interesting tendencies that happen, but the Pirates can break through this year with the talent that they have. They are, I believe, one of, if not the most exciting team in the National League Central, just because all the young guys they have coming up. I mean, O'Neill Cruz, like I said, think of O'Neill Cruz as an acquisition to this Pirates team. Think of O'Neill Cruz as somebody that the Pirates have just picked up. They just traded for. They just signed him. They didn't actually sign him, though, by the way. He's still on a rookie deal. But think of it like that, because they didn't have him at all in 2023, the year that he was supposed to break out. And when he was in the lineup, the Pirates were winning a bunch of games. Okay, he gets hurt, and it's not, I think, a coincidence that he gets hurt and then the team starts to struggle, because teams don't have to plan to pitch to him anymore. Teams are going to have to plan to pitch to him now, and you match him with an up-and-coming Jared Triolo, an established Key Brian Hayes and Brian Reynolds, and you take all the weight off Brian Reynolds, who I think struggled at many times because he was the only guy that was there that you could trust to produce, and he's making the big money. I think pressure could have got to him. He didn't have a bad year last year. But still, I mean, in clutch situations, like, you can't always rely on one player over 162 games. So I'll agree with Bob in that regard. But, like, I have optimism more for this season just because all of the pieces now are here. Injuries are going to happen. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I really hope that O'Neill Cruz gets to play this season and doesn't have another injury. So Crowley might have jinxed that yesterday if you were listening, but we're not jinxing that here. This is what we can hope for, is that this team will stay together and stay consistent, and pieces will be moved in a way where this team can win games. The starting pitching is of great concern, and I understand that, and I think a lot of us out there understand that, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to do anything about it, and that doesn't mean that Paul Skenes won't come up and save the day once he establishes that he can manage AAA games, that he can manage a workload of pitching once every fifth day. So don't hit me with the pessimism. If you have concerns that you want to voice, that's fine. But, like, it's opening day. You only get one day in a year to have hope eternal. You watch spring training. You get to anticipate what your team's going to do. You watch relaxed baseball. This is the first day of games that are going to matter toward the Pirates contending, attempting to contend. Have fun with it. And give me some actual analysis, too. I mean, I'm big on, like, regaling the past. I love thinking about the past and the best moments that I can remember, or trying to wonder what certain good times looked like to you guys who always reminisce about the 70s and stuff. I appreciate that to an extent. But also, like, I'm living in now for opening day. It's right now. We can, if the Pirates don't make the postseason, which I'm sure we've done before, right? Sometimes I've gone on YouTube because my favorite game to watch as a kid was when they won the 2013 wildcard game. Reminiscing the offseason. The regular season's now. And it hasn't even started yet. There are plenty of players to be excited about on the Pirates this season. And they're putting pieces together. I mean, Henry Davis, too. I mean, that's another big one, too. Henry Davis, who came into spring training, was considered to be moved back to AAA, and it was likely going to happen before Yasmani Grandal went down with a minor injury. And maybe there's some opportunity to be had by Henry Davis here, because now Henry Davis, who maybe was going to start in AAA, has now earned his way, and circumstances have given him the opportunity to start on the major league roster. Sometimes these things happen for a reason. Yasmani Grandal was not going to be the future of the Pirates. He was a stopgap because Andy Rodriguez got hurt. And now, look, that's something to be excited about. He's going to make the major league roster. Pirates' number one overall pick in 2021 is going to start on the major league roster now, and was raking in spring training. Think about these things. I'm just saying, think about this. Like, there's reasons to be excited about this Pirates team. And I want to know what you're looking forward to, and give me some win predictions. We had Greg the call before, Bob, who said 92 wins. Sure. Have that optimism. Give me what you think. What do you think they're going to, how many games do you think they're going to win this season? What do you think they're going to do? Who are you most excited to watch? Let me know. Give me some optimism on this opening day. 412-928-9370. That's the phone number you can reach me at. You can also talk to me on X at Callis_33. I don't normally check the text line, but I do check my X account. So just mention me in a post, send that over, and I'll read your comments as I find interesting or fascinating. So you can do that. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'll collect some phone calls. If you want to call in, tell me, what are you most excited about? What's your opinion? You can give me an opinion, too, if you're not feeling optimistic. That's fine. You're allowed to voice your opinion. Just don't do the thing where you reminisce about, you know, the 70s and try to say, like, oh, they're destined to not do well because, you know, things have not been great in the past. Like, there's no guarantee there's going to be a pattern this year. Don't be that guy. Don't be Bob. Be happy, because this is the first game of a marathon of a season. And you can have eternal hope on this day to kind of imagine what the Pirates are going to do and hope that they're going to have success. And it's not so much hope this season for me, because there have been seasons in the recent past where I've been like, ah, this doesn't seem like it's going to work out. They've still got some building to do. They've done the building. They've gotten the guys. They drafted Paul Skeens, and he might be on the major league roster this coming season. That doesn't normally happen. But it's a realistic possibility that he'll be up in May. Give me a call, 412-928-9370. Quick break. I'll be back. My name is Nicholas Arikalis, and you're listening to the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy. You can also shop online at sunchevy.com. Today, it'll be a little bit colder out than it was yesterday. High of 52, low of 33 today. Clear skies expected. Tomorrow, same thing relatively. Clear skies expected. High of 54, low of 35. It's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Arikalis. I got a few more minutes with you to talk about opening day. That's what I want to focus on, because I only have, like a half hour to do this show. So I know there's Steelers news. Penguins play again today. They won against Carolina a couple days ago. That doesn't matter to me, though, because it's Pirates opening day. I just took one of the more Pittsburgh calls off the air. Sometimes I like to answer because I'm taking calls while the show's going on. So sometimes it's hard to field those properly. But a guy called in. I put him on hold. And then during the break, I tried to answer him so that he didn't have to sit on hold, because I don't like to waste your time when you're callers. I like to let you know how long breaks are going to be and such before you'll get on. So, but I answered the phone and I said, what's your name? And he said, my name is Joe. You know, I was at Forbes Field and Three River Stadium, and, you know, I've been to the new ballpark. And then he went on to talk about how the Pirates could realistically win 85 games this year. So, good call from Joe from Mount Oliver. Wanted to shout him out. He didn't make it to the air, but I did want to say that I appreciated his call just from his perspective. That, you know, he gave some interesting answers, but ultimately what I took from that, they could win 85 games if they put it all together, which I think fans here would appreciate. Got another caller on the line at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, this is Larry from down in Ohio, pal.
Hello, Larry. What's up?
Hey, I'm going to make the prediction for 84 to 86 wins in the playoffs as a wild card, unless the division is as bad as it was last year, in which case they could win it. I am most looking forward to Trelo and Davis playing, and I think the key to the season is Jack Sawinski. If he can pull it together, his bat will really help us go a long way. Have a happy Easter, Nick.
You as well. Thank you for the call, Larry. I appreciate it. All right, between 84 and 86 wins, I'll say that the division's probably going to be as weak as it has been in recent years. There haven't been any huge splashes from any of the teams, I think, in free agency this year. I mean, there have been signings. They've acquired some players, but, like, yeah, I mean, compared to the other divisions, the other leagues, Pirates in the NL Central, or see, other teams in the NL Central have not made too many crazy acquisitions. So, yeah, I appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you. Between 84 and 86 wins. Jack Sawinski is actually, that's a good name to bring up because he kind of, in my mind, has gotten lost in the shuffle because he's not so much new anymore. He's been around for a few seasons now. But he is one of those players that you really need to rely on to have consistent success. I'm good if his batting average isn't high. I think that his role is going to be like a Pedro Alvarez where you get a lot of home runs and an average between like 250 and 270. I'm good with that from him, but it's got to be consistent. He's, you know, I hesitate to say that I don't want to see him strike out as much. Like, that's been a problem for him. Maybe a little more plate discipline would be important for him to sprinkle in there and develop. But I'm okay with him taking big hacks and striking out more often than not if he can end up with that, like, at least 250 average and hit home runs into the high 20s, low 30s. So, yeah, I mean, Jack Sawinski, I think that's a good point by Larry, somebody that I haven't mentioned too much, but that is a good point. He's got to pick it up. He's got to step it up, and he has to go into this season and really just be more consistent than he has in years past. He's been streaky, and the Pirates need him to be that cornerstone outfielder and that middle-of-the-order hitter, so he's got to be more consistent. So for sure, Larry, I appreciate the call. Thank you. And between 84 and 86 wins, I like the prediction. And I hesitate to make my own prediction as I kind of wrap up this show, because last season I said they would win 84 games in February, even before spring training started, and then they got hot, and then they kind of did not get hot toward the middle of the year. So I don't want to jinx it too much. I'm not going to make a prediction right now. I'm not going to make a prediction. Not going to do it. I'm not going to jinx it. I'm not going to be Adam Crowley and jinx stuff. I think that they're going to do well, though. And my prediction here, no win total for you, but I do believe that they're going to make the playoffs in some capacity.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.